now present the first episode of Dad and Dave, a human story of two typical Australians, their families, their lives, their hopes, their doubts, their fears and their triumphs. The characters of Dad and Dave represent all that is sturdy, honest and resourceful in the great Australian outback. You'll laugh with them, you will sympathize with them, and perhaps their troubles may in some way remind you of your own, and perhaps their courage will inspire you. Now let us visit the homestead in Snake Gully, just off the road to Gundagai. It is a typical Australian homestead. There's a veranda running almost right round the house. In front of the house are a few trees and a small, well-kept garden. Now let us enter the homestead. It is nighttime, and in the living room we make the acquaintance of Dad and Dave. Dad is sitting at the table, laboriously writing, while Dave has just finished reading the daily paper.
What are you doing, Dan?
I'm very busy. 2 and 5 is, why don't you do something useful instead of sitting with your nose in the paper all night?
Oh, I finished the paper now.
Don't talk, I'm busy. 2 and 6 is...
What are you doing?
I'm working out something. 4 and 9 is 5 and 7. I wonder what time your mother will be out.
Oh, Ted Ramsey said he'd bring her home. She should be here pretty soon now.
Well, why didn't you go over to the social?
Oh, well, Mabel wasn't going. They've got a sick calf over at her place, and she said she'd probably have to sit up all night with it.
Yes, Mabel's a good girl, Dave. 4 and 2 is 6. She'll make a good wife for a farmer.
Yeah, that's what I think, Dan.
Well, why don't you ask her to marry you?
Oh, well, you know what it is. A fella's got to be able to make a home for a girl. And I don't know, but I...
Oh, you're not half the man I was. I remember in my young days, the young fellas knew how to go courting.
Oh, that's all very well, Dad, but what have I got to offer Mabel? You know, we've never got over the depression.
Yes, I know it only too well. But you haven't got to think about things like that.
Why didn't you go to the social?
Oh, I've got some business to do here. 4 and 6 are good. Oh, what are you doing with that clock?
I'm trying to mend it.
Well, don't talk so much. Here am I trying to work out some figures and you're talking all the time.
All right, Dad.
14 and 6, that's 20 and 15 and... what is the matter with you, Dave? Now I've lost count again. That's the third time I've tried to add up that column.
I'm sorry, Dad, but you told me to do something useful.
Well, do you think it's useful to keep on making me lose count?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking, Dad, you were talking about me and Mabel.
Yes.
I wonder if you could fix us up with enough for a little homestead near here. I wouldn't shift away from Snake Gully.
Snake Gully's a good place.
That's true. I know everyone here. There's old Bill Johnson at the store and Harry Matthews at the pub. Cripes, I wouldn't feel the same in another town. Do you think you could fix us up with a little homestead near here, Dad?
Well, Mabel would make you a good wife. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what about it, Dad?
What about what?
Well, I could say the word to Mabel tomorrow if you can fix us up and help me.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go and ask her for you? Can't you do it yourself?
No, I don't mean that. Set me up in a little homestead.
You've been a good boy, Dave. And you've worked pretty hard. But I don't think I can help you just now. You see, things are a bit tough.
Yes, that's true. And you've promised to buy Mum a motor car.
Yes, your mother has set her heart on a motor car. Of course, in my day, we were happy enough in the old horse and trap, but now we're getting on in life and Mum thinks we should have a car.
Are you going to buy one, Dad? Cripes, I'll be able to go and take Mabel out. And we'll be able to slip over to the station to meet the train every night.
I can't do it, Dave.
What's up, Dad? You look a bit worried.
Well, never mind about me.
What are you doing to that clock?
I'm fixing it.
Oh, well, fix it and don't talk. I've got a lot of work to do. Now, where was I? Oh, that's right. Now, 13 and 6 and 9 and... Oh, how can I do any work? How can I do anything with you sitting there making the noise with the clock?
I'm not making a noise. I'm mending it. Hey, Dad. Do you think I'll ever be able to marry Mabel?
My boy, I'd be very happy to see you settle down and married, but... Well, you may as well know the truth. I've been trying to reduce my overdraft, and I borrowed money to do it. I've paid a pretty high rate of interest, and I've got to meet that interest bill.
Oh, does that mean that Mum won't get a car?
Well, I don't want to disappoint your mother. She set her heart on having this car now that the Ramseys have got one. It means something to her that I'm on the Snake Gully Council, and I promised your mother and... Well, now I don't know how I'm going to keep that promise.
I wish I could help you, Dan.
I've been adding up these figures and working out the interest and looking at my bank book, and I can't let your mother down.
Well, what can we do, Dan?
What do you mean, what can we do? You can't do anything.
You're right, I can. Your troubles are my troubles.
Good on you, Dave.
I know how hard Mum's worked. I know she deserves a bit of a rest now. She likes going around and being all social. Oh, I'll have to try and help her.
Why, what can you do for her?
Well, I'm mending the clock anyway.
Dave, if that strike... Look, stop it, will you? If that clock strikes again, I'll do some striking.
Oh, I got a bit nervous. The thing doesn't go at all now.
4 and 6.
I'll have to take some of the wheels out.
Do you know anything about clocks?
Oh, I can fix it. Cripes, Mum will be pleased to find the clock working again, won't she?
Oh, you don't know anything about it. Do you give me a go? Let's have a look. I'll get a few of these little wheels out now. I'll unscrew this one. This must be a... I can't get this spring to go in. Wait a minute, Dave. The other wheel is coming out now.
Dad, look. We've got everything out of the clock now.
Well, it's just a matter of putting it back in the right way.
Hello. Here's Mum.
Oh, it's a pity we couldn't have had the clock mended before she got back. Now, don't say anything about my troubles, Dave.
You leave it to me,
I'll
Dad.
I'll put that bank book and these papers in me pocket.
Goodbye, Mr. Ramsey. Thanks for the lift car.
Oh, here she is.
I'll help the other car soon. Goodbye.
Open the door for your mother, Dave.
All right.
Hurry up.
Oh, it was a wonderful social. Everyone in Snake Gully was there. And did they like my cake?
I'll bet they did.
What have you two been doing?
Oh, we've been mending the clock, Mum. We've got it all in pieces now.
What?
I don't know how we're going to get it together again. There seems to be a lot of wheels over.
My clock? Oh, why, what have you done? You've...
I'm sorry about the clock, Sarah, but we were only trying to be useful.
Trying to be useful? And you've got the clock in 100 pieces. That was one of our wedding presents, too.
I know. I was just telling Dave about it.
It's all right, Mum. I'll fix it. I can easily find places for all these little wheels.
You leave it alone, Dave. I'll take it into Mr. Norris myself tomorrow.
But I know I can fix it, Mum.
Yes, it looks like it. Have you two been playing about with the clock all the evening?
Yes, I have.
What were you doing, Dad?
Me? Oh, I was just reading the paper, and then I decided to help Dave. Did you have a good time at the social?
Oh, it was wonderful. I wish you had come along, Dad. Everybody was there. All the town councillors of Snake Gully, and they all asked after you, Dad.
Oh, well, I'll come along to the next one. You know, there's a certain amount of work that's got to be done here, you know.
You call it work, ruining my good clock.
Tell us some more about the social, Mum.
Well, Mrs. Ramsey took along some sandwiches. They were very nice, but everybody talked about my cake. There wasn't much left after supper, I can tell you that.
You always were pretty good at making cakes. I remember when we were courting. I used to go over to your place for supper, and I used to be able to put away a dozen of those cakes.
You still can, Dad. By the way, Dave, Mabel's brother was at the social.
Oh, was he? Did he say how Mabel was?
He said she was nursing a sick calf. Mabel's a good girl, you know, Dave, and she's very fond of you.
Yes, I know it, Mum. I'm fond of her, too.
Well, why don't you ask her to marry you? We're getting on well now. Dad'll be able to set you up in a little home
soon. Oh, there's tons of time, Mum. There's tons of time. I'm in no hurry.
Wait till we get the car. Dad'll lend it to you, and you'll be able to take Mabel out for rides.
Yes, that'll be great.
Oh, about this car, Sarah, I wanted to tell you that I'm going into town tomorrow.
You see about the car? Oh, Dad, that'll be wonderful. And if I want any little thing in the town, you and Dave can drive me in. For instance, if we had the car, we could run that clock in tomorrow. Just look at it. It'll never be mended.
Tell us some more about the social, Mum.
What's the matter with you, Dad? You look a bit worried.
What, me? Worried? Oh, no, you're wrong, Sarah. I'm not worried, am I, Dave?
Not a bit, Dad. I've never known you look happier.
You both look a bit worried to me. Perhaps it's about the clock. Never mind, don't worry about it.
Yes, that's right, it was about the clock.
Oh, well, I suppose you meant well.
Oh, it's getting a bit late. I think I'll go to bed.
Same here. Come on, Sarah. You must be tired. Mr. Johnson, you've been manager of this bank for a good many years, and, well, you've known me for a long time. Surely you can trust me enough to increase me overdraft a little?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. But I've had instructions that all overdrafts are to be reduced. I cannot possibly make an exception in your case.
But I promised Sarah that I'll buy her a car. You know what it is. We worked pretty hard when we first started out here. She helped me with the milking, you know. Up early every morning. Nothing was a trouble to her. And now we're not as young as we used to be, and, well, the Ramseys have got a car, and Mum likes to go about a bit.
I quite understand, but I'm afraid I cannot do anything for you just at present. Perhaps next year. If you come to me again, we might discuss the matter.
Well, I know it's been a bad season and we're all feeling the pinch, but if we get rain, things will be all right.
Quite so, but there is no guarantee that we'll get rain.
No, I suppose you're right. Then, of course, there's me boy Dave. He's sitting out there in the trap. You can see him through the window. Oh, he's a good, steady boy, and he wants to get married. Of course, I'd like to help him.
I quite understand, but we all have our troubles. I have to listen to a number of distressing stories. You see, just along the main street, all those shops look prosperous and well kept, but they're all feeling the pinch simply because you farmers have had a bad year.
Yes, they say we're the backbone of the country. It seems to me that the backbone is aching a bit.
I'm sorry. Believe me, I'll give the matter my earnest consideration. And if there's anything I can do, I will.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. I don't suppose you can say any more than that. Well, I'll be getting along. Dave's waiting for me. I promised to let him drop in and see Mabel on the way home.